Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of your love plan for us to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. And thank you. Thank you for your great love that you chose to lavish on us, as we saw yesterday, a love that is all sufficient for all situations at all times, as we just stay in tune with you and for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, family. It's Psalm 116 and it's verses 10 to 13.
I believed even when I spoke, I'm greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Here we just see, you know, there's testing times and a lot of things are happening, and we know it's wrong, it's antichrist. And we can get so caught up in that and then be bitter and nurse, rehearse, and disperse all the wrongs and our feelings and the bad that's taking place, the antichrist agendas. But bottom line, have we been saved? Have we been blessed? Have we been taken out of darkness into his marvelous light? We have. We have a beautiful, wonderful covenant and a wonderful love and a wonderful God, and that has promised us to never leave us or forsake us, and every day to give us a portion, and the portion every day is sufficient to arise and shine and be lights, lights that encourage, lights that bless, lights that motivate others to take that route. We, bottom line, we can't change. We can't get people into the kingdom. We can't give them that which no eye has seen or ears heard, but God can. And so the main thing we can do is just stay in the love, stay as the branches rooted in the vine and drawing sustenance, so that we are blessings, lights, nursing, rehearsing, and dispersing the goodness of God. So that's what he's given to us, and this wonderful salvation that we have is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So there is all sufficiency, all provision for every day and all situations. To we are tested, but we're not tested beyond what we can handle, and God shows us the way of escape. So we, and the way of escape is always the salvation, the name that is written out for us, the purposes and plans of God that we need to execute together with him. So that's how we make a difference. That's how we make we can bring about change, by sowing the seeds and watering that which God has given to us. So it's so wonderful. God has taken us out of unrighteousness and self-righteousness into the rights of his rights, the rights of a God that knows everything, the rights of a God that knows his plan for us. And that is what we stay in, and that's what we encourage, so that everyone out there can make their way to salvation. It's not a group thing, it's about an individual thing. Everyone has got to bow their knees, call on the name of the Lord, and get up humbly and blessed, and with strength just move forward on the road that is set out for them. So beautiful. The salvation is Jesus, and salvation is a walk and experience with him as co-heirs, blessed together with him. He is the head, we are the body. He is the vine, we are the branches. He's the bridegroom, we are the bride. So be blessed today as you are enlightened, motivated, strengthened. You have peace with your God so you have peace with yourself, so you can have peace with others. You are satisfied, you are nourished by God, to so you are nourished yourself to nourish others. And that's what it's all about, guys. So as soon as we find we are moving outside the boundaries of goodness, boundaries of encouragement, we need to just run back, come boldly to the throne of grace, and find grace and mercy for the time of need, and have mercy. God has had mercy on you, so we can have mercy on others. God has been good to us, so we can be good to others. And we can and we are the lights in this world. Be blessed, because you are blessed.
Amen.